Building your emergency savings account? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. COVID has revealed the importance of having an emergency fund. Here are a few of my suggestions. Every dollar counts. Compare banks to see who offers you the best rates. Take advantage of sign-up bonuses. Maintaining a minimum balance and making direct deposits can eliminate existing bank fees. Remember, for emergencies, you need to be able to access money with minimal penalty for withdrawals. Check into a money market account or consider CD laddering, which diversifies your funds into short and long maturity terms. Saving money can be either good or evil, depending on your motive. On the one hand, it makes sense to save for the future. The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets, is a proverb that supports saving. On the other hand, we're not to rely on money as a substitute for dependence on the Lord. It's foolish to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God. We must have financial surplus to meet unplanned expenses and to share with others in need. However, perceived financial independence can be a hidden form of financial dependence, relying on money instead of the Lord. Hebrews 13:5 should govern our attitude. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." The implication is that money will leave you and forsake you. So trust the provider while saving wisely. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could happen. A gray swan is an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.